Here at Beaver Street's Jacksonville Farmers Market, Greg Tyson is the general manager. He's also running for school board in Mandarin's District 7. The board and appointed superintendent are nonpartisan positions. Candidates don't have R's and D's next to their names. But Tyson says that doesn't keep voters from asking.
I can't tell you the number of doors I've knocked on or people I've run into through this campaign in the last few months who have said, well, what political party are you a member of?
It's not against the rules to answer that question, but it can't be on the candidate's signs or ads. A couple months ago, Tyson's campaign printed an ad that said vote in the Republican primary, but he says that was an oversight.
That was actually a misprint that was too late to catch and get corrected.
But the rest of the ad wasn't a mistake, including the phrase conservative leadership.
Well, I mean, why not have it? I mean, it lets, you know, as far as, you know, being transparent, I mean, it's who I am. Why would I tell anybody anything else different?
And he isn't alone. Another District 7 candidate, Lori Hershey, has the phrase common sense conservative across the top of her website. An outgoing District 7 board member, Jason Fisher, was elected with the endorsement of former Republican Florida Governor Jeb Bush. But school board consultant Kathy Mintzberg says school boards work better together without the labels.
I think it's a bad thing that school boards get pegged as being right or left.
Mintzberg was on the Houston School Board for 14 years, then became the district's chief operating officer and later Portland, Oregon's. Today, she helps boards and superintendents work together, including Duval's.
So many issues that you face on a 40 or 50 item agenda every 2 weeks have nothing to do with party politics. And you now get painted as being one way or the other, or the community thinks you're going to do one thing or the other. Or maybe a political party thinks they have a call on you because you've identified yourself.
You know, I'm my own man. You know, I'm not beholden to anybody.
Tyson has raised the most money among the six candidates in his race. Many of his donors are other business leaders, and thousands of dollars have come from charter school board chair Gary Chartrand and his companies. But Tyson says if elected, his conservative leadership won't translate to an agenda. He says he wants
to bring that leadership to our school board to help bring everybody together to work. To use common sense approaches in getting things done.
But even on nonpartisan boards, education issues become politicized. And that's more pronounced in Nassau County, where the superintendent is elected. Take this attack ad from Janet Atkins against her opponent, Kathy Burns. The two are running as Republicans.
She defended Obama's liberal Common Core agenda, calling the whole idea great. And Kathy Burns' weak position on Obama's progressive transgender bathroom mandate is dangerous for our children.
Mintzberg, the consultant, says such politicization is counterproductive because newly elected district leaders start off with preconceived ideas about each other.
Clearly is a mood across the country to force us all into these party labels.
And she says she doesn't think that's healthy for policymaking. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.